There's any number of trees, fruit trees.
You said they did have magnolia trees?
In some place, but I couldn't tell you where. I've heard of magnolia. But like I told you before lunch, when you come to trees, you're talking about very little I know about.
What kind of berries would people use around here, might you buy?
Berries? The edible, you mean?
Yes.
No. You know the hog plum there?
Sure.
Hog plum.
Oh, yes.
Well, they're something I love. And to my knowledge, now whether it's still there or not, down the road there somewhere, there's one of those trees. I have eaten some of the hog plums that come off of it. And I don't know whether it's still there. And I don't know no other place. Now down the road here, you know where it's RBC lumber place down there? Right next to that, in Bronson Rhino. Oh, it's a big place. Rich people own it. And this young man was my sister's brother-in-law. He works there. He's got limes, got oranges, got avocados, mangoes. Best of my knowledge, that's what he has down there. Right.
Thank you, sir. Any of y'all use things like blackberries and strawberries and that kind of stuff?
No. My wife loves them, but they don't grow them.
Loves which ones?
Sir?
Loves which ones?
Sweet?
Oh, no, sir. Which ones did you say?
Strawberries. My wife loves them, but they don't grow here. No.
We talked about them. Mushrooms being poisoned, you know, and so forth this morning. Are there any kind of vines or bushes or so forth that poison around?
Yeah, you have a tree around there. I read another name of it. You have to be careful. You get up throwing over on you, it's poison you.
Is that like poison oak or poison
oak? Something of that type. But for the life of me, I don't remember the name. But there's not many of them here. You see, as I was saying, I think earlier, somebody's going to build. They put the bulldozer in the over down, trees and over. My wife don't agree with it. And she is right to a certain extent, because those trees help when a hurricane comes. Now right here, for instance, and the big trees. Now outside of there, there's a nice home on the beach. In fact, it was in Donna. Now all those trees there are a protection for this house, as well as that one now. But me myself, I don't want a mama house. But that is a good reason I had a tree.
We were talking earlier about things. Say you were showing somebody a belt or something, you might say, well, this isn't imitation cowhide, it's what?
It's real leather.
And,
or a snake, made from snake skin.
Anything else you might say instead of real? It's, you ever say genuine?
Yeah, it's the other thing I know. What you're talking about to say, no, this is genuine, not imitation. But right now I can't think what the items are.
Usually on the table, you know, to season your food, you have what? You have the...
Well, all we have, because other people have different types of salt and pepper. But the wife has different seasonings that she puts in the pot when she's cooking the food. But other than putting any in the food after cooking out, the only thing we use is salt and pepper.